T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What a way to start the game, and then they win it all with a walk-off. A beauty of a win against Detroit, 5-4 last night. Twins play again. They play the Tigers today at Target Field, 6 p.m. Coverage begins right here on WCCO Radio, and it's time now for our Twins First Pitch segment. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Mike Max and the voice of the Twins, Corey Provis, here on WCCO Radio. Corey, this kind of win you just love to see, and this is the part of the schedule that we like too. These are losing teams, but these are the games you want to win.
You know, this is going to be a stretch. I was thinking about this the other day that, you know, we get to August, we get to September. You know, these 15 games against the Royals and Tigers, if the Twins are in kind of a tricky spot or if they have, you know, a sizable lead, I think we'll look back on this stretch and say, okay, the Twins took care of business in mid to late May when the schedule was favorable. And I think this is a vital stretch just in that regard. And so far, they've been incredible. They've won, their last five games. They swept the Royals, and so far so good in this Tiger series.
Corey, Gio Urshela, obviously the last two games, has answered the call in the late innings. And I've spent a little time with him. He seems like a really nice guy. But give us more insight into him. What have you seen from him? What's he like? What's he bring to the team?
Well, Carlos Correa loved his defense early on. Like, you know, when the Twins had kind of this platoon going to third base, this is when Miguel Sano was healthy and it was Arraez and Urshela. And, you know, Correa, nothing against Arraez, but Correa was really a big fan of Gio and his defense. And he's made some really good plays, especially to his right. And so he's been, you know, a reliable defensive, you know, glove. Offensively, you know, he's got some power, 3 home runs, you know, Maxi, but he also leads the league in double plays hit into. And we had to bring up that stat last night because that's what the Tigers are hoping for, first and third. But he hit the ball on the ground in a great spot right up the middle. And Baez, you know, is a great player himself. He's made that play before. I've seen it. But thankfully, the ball hit off his glove, kicked away, and the Twins won in that manner. Now, off the field, there's a good note, too, on Urshela. He's very charitable with his time, and he made a commitment to this school that he was going to visit in the Bronx before the trade, and he's still going to own up to that commitment, even though he's no longer a Yankee. So on an off day, he told me in like July, he's going to leave Minneapolis, head to New York, and just fulfill this commitment he made to the school for kids who've had a hard time. And that just kind of tells you a bit more about the kind of guy he is. Forget the player, but just the man and how much all this means to him.
Love hearing that. That is wonderful. When you think back on your career of calling these games, that comeback win against the Royals on Sunday, where would you rank that? Because that was huge.
Yeah, that was a great win. And, you know, there have been some really special comeback wins. I think, you know, one of my favorites was from 2015 when the Twins and Tigers played. It was Friday night just before the All-Star break, and Brian Dozier had a walk-off home run against Joaquin Soria, and the next day or the day after that, Dozier found out he was going to Cincinnati to be an All-Star. So I think back on, it was a big comeback late in the ninth inning, and what happened, you know, the other day in Kansas City, just it's very rare. I mean, down 6-0, you know, eighth inning, and just they strung together some hits. So the Twins have some good, you know, baseball karma. They've got some good mojo just with some of the wins that they've had this year. And then you add that one to it and how they were able to win last night after scoring early and not much until late. So they've got some good karma going right now. You know, the baseball gods, though, are strange. Just when you think it's going good, things could happen. not to sound too negative, but while you're riding these good waves, you try to keep it going.
That is so true. You keep waiting for the other shoe to drop all the time in baseball. If it's going well, if it's not going well. Corey, they are playing a different brand of ball, though. I was talking to Carlos Correa a little bit about it yesterday about, the I don't want to say Twins are playing small ball, but it's certainly a different brand of ball. How conscious of that? And do you think they play it by ear, or do you think they've said, this is what we're a different team this season for the duration of this season?
I think, good question, Max. Yeah, I think what factored into it in Oakland and also Kansas City, the ballparks. Those are not home run friendly ballparks. So I think manufacturing runs in those settings, I think, is a smarter play than, say, when they're in Chicago and they're in the heat of summer, when the ball is going to be flying out of that ballpark. I think that kind of factors in too. But just also the way that the offense was going. I mean, the Twins were not hitting a ton of home runs on the last road trip, maybe only three on the last road trip, and they won five games. So I think when the situation is there, and maybe the ballpark and just how the offense is going in that particular moment, maybe they will manufacture a bit more. But this is still a great offense. I mean, they were leading the American League in on base percentage entering play yesterday. They're top five in slugging, top five in OPS. So the power is there. But yes, when it calls for it, if the offense isn't in that mode, in that current setting, in that current series, then they can play some small ball if need be. And also they're capitalizing on walks. And we saw it last night that Kepler scored because he drew a walk in the ninth inning, got on base, and that's what they've been doing. They're among the league leaders now in walk percentage, and they're taking those walks and turning those into runs, and that's a big part of their performance right now.
It is 8:46. We're talking with the voice of the Twins here on WCCO Radio, Corey Provis. Were you surprised at all, Corey, by the reaction some fans had and even newspaper columnists about Royce Lewis moving back to the Saints?
No, I love the passion. I will never fault people for being passionate. And, there's no one right answer to this. The Twins are doing what they're doing because they feel that, Royce still needs to play shortstop. And yes, he can play elsewhere. He's done that a little bit, and people bring back the fall league in 2019. Okay, that was a long time ago, and that was out of just necessity because of how the roster looked for that fall league season there in Arizona. Royce is playing some third. He's playing some left, but he's still going to be the primary shortstop, and that's his best position. I thought he did an amazing job. It was great to see him. And I think what also is tugging at people's emotions about this, Vinita, is that if you've spent 5 seconds around Royce Lewis, you're a fan. He's just so nice.
Cool.
He's very humble. He's very kind. And just when you hear him speak, that comes across. So I think, yes, we loved how he played, but we're also enjoying the person. And I think that's also been tugging at the emotions of why people want him to stay. He's been great on the field, but also off the field, he checks every box.
Quickly, Chris Archer, how good? What do you think this summer?
Well, he's got to at some point here. These four inning outings aren't going to cut it. He's just the Twins bullpen is just going to be decimated here soon. They're already top four, Maxi, in innings thrown in the American League, and that's going to catch up to him at some point. So I think Chris was probably disappointed more in his performance last night. I thought he was better last time out against Oakland, but these four inning, 72, 75 pitch outings, at some point it's going to catch up to the bullpen, and they're going to have a hard time recovering from that.
Thanks so much, Corey. And thanks, Maxie. We'll look for you tonight on TV, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.